Blog Talk Radio.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the only one, Don S. McClure. And tonight's show, All That Jazz Now. The subtitle, Today, Yesterday, and Now. How about that? You know, we got a great show for you tonight. We really do. Some great jazz, some great jazz information, just some great all around knockdown jazz. The years have a way of bringing unique sounds to the jazz market. We hope you stay and enjoy it, as usually people do. And if you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376, and you'll be listening to the show. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and kick on, click on, punch on the on air, the big red on-air button. I hope you don't punch it. You mess up my system, man. But anyway, like I said, we got a great jazz show for you tonight. If you want to subscribe, now you can. Go to dsmpublications.net, click on the Contact Us button, And there is a button for you to subscribe to the greatest show on the earth. All that jazz now. So let's get to some great jazz. And when I come back, we got some more great jazz for you. Thank you. Listening to All That Jazz Now, Today, Yesterday, and Now. That's our subtitle. The years have a way of bringing unique sounds, which is why we go all the way back and play some vintage jazz to current and to right now, this moment. So, you know, jazz has an expansive way of delivering good sound. We're going to jump to a track by Coleman Hawkins. It's called I Love You. Oh, and it sounds so sweet for a jazz track. And we're going to follow it up with Ella Fitzgerald, But Not For Me. She said, I don't understand. Well, I can't have the love, the warmth, the care, the joy, but not for me. Okay. Anyway, let's jump to this track, Vintage, Coleman Hawkins, and follow it up with Vintage, Ella Fitzgerald. And then we're going to jump to some Vanessa Rubin, Bad Girl, and Randy Crawford, Renee Jr., and Mikhail doing Been So Long. That's a bad track. And he's a friend of mine, too, out of Florida. So, let's get the popcorn going. No, actually, on jazz night, let's get the smooth cognac, I don't think they drink wine on jazz night, with a little beer or vodka or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to play the track.
The world. dollar string sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold a string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. Yes, I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a baby loves me, he's mine, all mine. What a world, say I'm in love.
Daisy, I'm awake.
with no Broma seltzer handy, I don't even shake. Men are not a new sensation. I've done pretty well, I think. But this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again. A simpering, whimpering child again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, he can laugh, but I love it, although the laugh's on me. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I'll cling to him. Bothered and bewildered am I. He's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I've sinned a lot, I mean a lot, but I'm like sweet 17 a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I'll sing to him each spring to him, and worship the trousers that cling to him. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. When he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Wise at last, my eyes at last are cutting you down to learned a lot, and now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic. Life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there.
And I'm back. And that was Ella Fitzgerald. And she said, hey, you was on top, now y'all broke, but you're back, but I love you anyway. Woo, man. We got a great show for you tonight. We're doing all that jazz now, today, yesterday, and now. And yes, the years have a way of bringing unique sounds from the past to the present. We got a lot of great jazz going on. Jeanette Harris, this girl can play a sax. All I do is think about, you know whose name I'm going to say, right? Can anybody guess whose name? All I do is think about, let me see. It has a D in it. It has a O in it. It has an N in it. All right, let me play Jeanette Harris. Oh, all I do is think about you. So you thought I was going to say Don. And I'm back, and you're listening to All That Jazz. Now, man, we're an hour. Not an hour, but we're, we're into the show. Not an hour. Oh, dog, man. Quit drinking whatever you're drinking. Water. Good and refreshing. We're going to do the little jazz information segment on our show. And like I said, if you'd like to be a subscriber, go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and go to the contact page, and you can become a subscriber to the greatest radio show and books and every goddamn thing else on the earth. All right, we're going to go to the 10 top influential jazz musicians. Now, this is the 10 top. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siete, and acaducas and malalaca. I can't count past 7. But anyway, the 10 top influential jazz musicians.
The original art form of the American South. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 most influential jazz musicians. For this list, we've considered musicians who made significant contributions to jazz as a genre, and whose work had an historical impact on contemporary music as a whole. Number 10, Dizzy Gillespie. With trademark swollen cheeks, trumpet player Dizzy Gillespie was a groundbreaking bebop performer and master improviser, as well as a pioneer of Afro-Cuban and Latin jazz. With a deep passion for music rooted in African traditions, Gillespie collaborated with a variety of Caribbean and South American performers, fusing new styles into his modern jazz interpretations. Gillespie's long career saw him tirelessly touring, captivating audiences with horn-rimmed, virtuoso spectacles, and becoming jazz's unofficial ambassador to the world in the process. Number 9, Billie Holiday.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace of a
Though she never composed her own music, Billie Holiday is considered to be one of jazz's greatest performers.
Here am I, patiently waiting.
Holiday turned Embraceable You, I'll Be Seeing You, and I Cover the Waterfront into famous jazz standards, while her rendition of Strange Fruit is considered to be one of the most important songs in American history.
Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck.
Though her life was fraught with tragedy, Holiday's improvisational genius, combined with her raspy, somewhat fragile voice, showcased a depth of emotion unparalleled by other jazz singers.
I've been looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Number 8, Oscar Peterson. With an expansive career that saw him compose everything from a classical ode to Bach and one of the first jazz ballets, Oscar Peterson's work was as socially significant as it was musically innovative. Hoffman opened one of the first jazz schools in Canada, and his Hymn to Freedom was a major anthem of the civil rights movement. Deemed the Maharaja of the keyboard by Duke Ellington, Oscar Peterson was one of the most talented and important jazz pianists of his generation. Seven, Thelonious Monk. A piano player and electrifying performer, Thelonious Monk's jarring and dissonant compositions featured the melodic twists synonymous with contemporary jazz. Monk's style played with sound and the lack thereof. Featuring energetic percussive attacks on the keys, juxtaposed with periods of drawn-out silence. Composing classics like Round Midnight and Straight No Chaser, Monk ended his days in relative obscurity. Yet his influence on modern jazz remains to this day. Number 6, John Coltrane. Heralding free jazz, John Coltrane was constantly experimenting with new instrumentation, composition, and style. Creating sheets of sound with his alto sax, Coltrane played multiple chords at once, manipulating traditional harmonic progressions. His contribution to Miles Davis's Kind of Blue captures Coltrane's originality when it comes to phrasing and rhythm. Though his life was cut short due to illness, Coltrane is considered one of jazz's most important musical innovators. Number 5, Nat King Cole.
When a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got to hear it?
Known for his silky vocals, Nat King Cole infused popular American music with jazz sensibilities.
It's a heartache
way. Cole's smash hit, Straighten Up and Fly Right, was based on an African-American folk story, proving that traditional material could have wide appeal. Cole was also one of the first African-Americans to host a variety TV program. Which featured jazz greats like Ella Fitzgerald and Eartha Kitt. A phenomenal pianist and standout improviser, Cole was one of the first jazz greats to become a true pop icon.
You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
Number 4, Charlie Parker. A virtuoso saxophonist, Charlie Parker is known for his rapid-paced chord progressions and the interpolation of his own melodies over traditional jazz standards. His use of classical, Latin, and blues styles helps lead to the development of bebop. A personal style and expression that epitomized the iconoclast sensibility of the Beat generation, Charlie Parker was a true artistic intellectual whose contributions to jazz music are as important as his cultivation of jazz culture. Number Miles Davis. At the helm of almost every major jazz innovation in the late 20th century, Miles Davis's seminal 1959 recording, Kind of Blue, ushered in the era of cool jazz. Playing alongside many jazz greats throughout his career, Davis also collaborated with artists outside the genre, cultivating what is now called jazz fusion. Tirelessly pushing the boundaries of artistic expression, Davis is often characterized as one of the coolest men to have ever lived and a true musical genius. Number 2, Duke Ellington. Pianist, band leader, and composer, Duke Ellington was as gifted as he was prolific. Composing thousands of songs over his 50-year career, Ellington penned many famous standards like Cottontail and It Don't Mean a Thing.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Classically trained, Ellington and his brilliant musicianship always considered the skill and style of his fellow performers. With arrangements that were more formal and sophisticated in structure than other jazz compositions, Duke Ellington elevated jazz to a bona fide art form. Before we unveil our pick for number one, here are a few honorable mentions. Number 1, Louis Armstrong. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong is celebrated for his lively virtuoso style, inventive musical expression, and dynamic showmanship.
Come on, folks, everybody sing. Now when the saints go marching in.
Known for his signature raspy voice, Armstrong also helped to give scat a wider audience with his recording.
Yeah, bro. Never.
The American musicians Hot 5 and Hot 7 groups produced multiple true jazz classics. With a career spanning over 5 decades, Armstrong's impact on popular music is immeasurable. For this reason, Louis Armstrong is usually considered the greatest jazz musician of all time. Do you agree with our list? Who's your favorite jazz musician? For more entertaining top 10s published every day, be sure to subscribe to WatchMojo.com.
And there you have it, listed as their top 10 of influential jazz musicians, Louis Armstrong. But as I said, a lot of people are starting to realize in jazz history that Buddy Bolden is where Louis Armstrong got his influence. So Buddy Bolden is considered the king of all jazz before Louis Armstrong. Matter of fact, Louis Armstrong was a young man growing up, little boy, when Buddy Bolden was around. And it was a difficult time for Buddy Bolden. The Caucasian population just did not want to accept the style of Buddy Bolden. Matter of fact, there's a movie called Buddy Bolden, The King of Jazz. And Louis Armstrong, the image of Louis Armstrong, is in the movie when he's a young man listening to Buddy Bolden. And he tells people, the king is who taught me, Buddy Bolden. So it just goes to show you, information sometimes, even though it's hidden, can come out. So you never know. All right, we're going to jump to a track. Vanessa Rubin. The track is called That Was Then, and This Is Now. And what she's saying is, I know I screwed up. I know I just didn't treat you right, Don. But that was then. This is now. I cried and said, I'm sorry. All right. Here we go. Vanessa Rubin.
Between the passion and the hurt, the pleasure and the pain, but only love could ever have taken us this far. Why can't we start again from right where we are? I believe
that
we will always be, we will make it work somehow.
That's
Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Jazz Now. The number to dial, 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial for the best jazz on Wednesday night, bar none. Just the best. I'm telling you, it's the jazzy jazz. Yeah. We got some more jazz for you. And we'll kick it. We're going to go to a track by Mike KL. It's called Been So Long. It's a good version with the vocals. da 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 da. Oh, okay, we're back. That is Renee Jr., Midnight Dream. You know, I had a dream last night, and it was a nightmare. I said, what have you been eating or drinking? And I could hear God's voice. Don, I want you to get up and do some more work on your new book. I said, hey, do you know it's 5 o'clock in the morning? And then I heard the thunder, boom. I said, that ain't going to scare me, man. God said, nah, what am I going to do with you? I said, oh, okay. I'll act like I'm scared. Oh, man, okay, we're going to jump to Norah Jones, Summertime. Norah Jones, bad. Then we're going to jump to Blue Moon. You know, that's a doo-wop track, but actually it was jazz long before it was doo-wop. So let's whoppity-wop. You know we only got 34 more minutes to go. Where does that time go? I don't know. Boom. Dawn, play the music. Okay, God. I know you like jazz. Dawn, Dawn. Okay.
One of these mornings, you
Yeah, and that was Nora Jones. Man, we're running out of time. Hey, I want to do a track by one of our foreign artists. I think she's Caribbean or Latin. Rolanda. The track is called Temptation. And I played some other tracks with her. The group that I played her first with was called Three Style. And they were pretty good. That's when I first heard her, and pretty good. So let me play Rolanda while she's doing a live radio performance. And pretty good, man. Really good Latin artist. All right, here we go. Temptation.
Conversas ao Sul foi para nós um enorme gosto. Não saio do seu lugar porque a minha próxima convidada é uma cantora e compositora de raízes cabo-verdianas. É uma amante fervorosa de clássicos do jazz, da bossa nova, do blues, do afro-jazz, também do afro-blues. Está hoje acompanhada por Juca Delgado, Tony Bat e João Cabeleira. Rolanda Semedo interpreta Temptation, de Tom Waits, neste Conversas ao Sul, que está de volta logo na próxima semana. Até lá, passa a nossa página do Facebook. Fique bem.
Prayer for someone I really could care for. And then they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Blue Moon. Remember that? Well, no, you probably don't remember because you're real young, but it was a group had this track called Blue Moon, Blue Moon, Blue Moon. It kind of went like that. And they had a guy with a deep voice, Blue Moon. I don't know who that group was, but it was a doo-wop group. But C. Ella Fitzgerald sang Blue Moon. Same song, too. And, of course, the guys made it one of those hits. All right, we got 20 more minutes to go. Man, and I'm not... Hey, did you know I found a badge, a staff badge with my name on it, representing the National Science Teachers Association? Did you know that? I'm going to post it on Facebook. And I had a chance to work with them, and I met science teachers from all over the world. And they were like, we love Don. We think Don is great, good, especially the ones from Brazil. They were like, oh, Don, you need to come to Brazil. And, you know, it was wonderful. I met them when I was in Indianapolis, Indiana, kid you not. And I still got the badge. I was like, oh, man. And my nephew, who was working for the Museum of Science and Industry as a director downtown Chicago. He walked in there and he said, Unc, what are you doing at the science thing? I said, you never know. But I was in the marketing part, and I learned a lot from them, how to set up a whole display unit at a conference. How about that? See? Senor? Let me play this track, Black River, but I'm going to start off with Cindy Bradley, Prelude. So how about that? That was pretty good, man. I hit you with Cindy Bradley, Prelude, then I dropped it in with Black River. Oh, man, Don, man, you're getting just over the top, man. Somebody told me the other day, well, a few days ago, they said, you're pretty good, but your head too big. Hey, I'm gonna play this track called No More Good Guys by Skydive. And, of course, it's from a movie track, but it's jazz. And then I'm going to hit you with LaPorsha Renee. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to do her first. How Come You Don't Call Me No More? One mic, one take. This was live.
Hi, I'm LaPorsha Renee, and this song I'm about to sing is my tribute to Prince, the late Prince, the great Prince. It's called How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore? This is one mic, one take.
So how come you don't call no more? I wonder why. What's wrong with you? Hey, let me play this track. No More Good Guys. Then that's going to do it for me. As you see, I got to get the heck back to work. Okay, let me play this track. No More Good Guys.
Thank you.
Well, it's about it for me. She just told me, you got 90 seconds, Dan. I said, oh, yeah, right. You party pooper. Listen, I got to get ready to go. I have enjoyed it. It's been a gas on a Wednesday. So I'm going to get out of here. I want you to be safe. I got 60 seconds. So she says, I don't care. You work for me. I don't work for you. I'm going to say goodnight and get to work on all that jazz now.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.